How are you doing today, Russ?
Good, good, Gord. Simmer, how are you?
Pretty good. You been paying your taxes? Just curious.
Yeah, oh yeah. Yeah, yeah. I'm not a one percenter.
Okay. Good man.
But I did work for old Donnie back in the day, and yeah, I'm not a big fan.
You did, eh?
Oh yeah, in Atlantic City, yeah.
Oh, you worked for him there.
Yeah, I was part of one of that. I was one of the hotels that got gobbled up in that $910 million write off of his.
Oh. Okay. So. to move from that was then, this is now. I know we've chatted about it already, but just to, you know, the World Cup ends. And it's funny, the guys that you've been front and center covering the last number of years are still the team that left people wanting more. And you think the NHL, obviously, they're going to revisit everything. Did you like the format? Did you like the two sort of made-up entities in Team Europe and Team North America? What's your takeaway?
I did like the format. I didn't like the way I felt like Team North America got jobbed a little bit. Like, and when you only play three games, it's tough for a head-to-head to be a tiebreaker. Like, they should have had other things like goal differential be more important and things like that. But aside from that, I knew they would be exciting. I knew they would have a chance. They did. I think the tournament did them in more than them doing them in, and McClellan maybe should have told them they needed four goals to win, but he didn't. And, look, they were excited to beat Sweden in overtime. They were fun to watch. Team Europe was great. I had no problem with Team Europe. I really didn't. I mean, they played a little bit of an ugly style of hockey compared to everybody else, but that's fine. It worked. And we all discounted them, and they got very far. I thought it was successful. I know they'll do it again. I know they'll sort of switch it up a little. We'll see if we see another Team North America, because even, you know, some of the other players now were saying, well, we liked it. We really liked playing with each other, but, you know, we kind of like playing for our country better. So we'll see how that works out. I'm not sure how that's going to go.
You mean ugly hockey, like turning the puck over, defenseman turning the puck over, that type of ugly?
Hey, no, I just mean like playing safe and chipping it out. You know what I mean.
I know what you mean. Hey, tell us about Nolan Patrick. What do we need to know about Nolan Patrick?
Well, he's scored 100 points already, a couple seasons. He's a big, big centerman. He's got great hands, great vision. He's excellent on the power play. Great shot. He can score down low. His skating gets better every year. You know, right now he's the clubhouse leader, and a lot of teams are watching him, and for good reason. I mean, he's really a tremendous talent. I don't think he's like an Austin Matthews talent, but I think he may be like that next rung down.
We're talking about a Brandon Wheat King who's the projected number one overall pick.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
Hey, you know, Austin Matthews, particularly a place like Toronto, particularly having a team, mm-hmm. a year when they came dead last, so every shift is getting scrutinized. And he's, you know, played really, really well, and for having that kind of scrutiny. Where do you think, when the dust settles, what kind of player he's going to be this year? I mean, what line you think he will settle on, you know, and, you know, would he be like Jack Eichel, that kind of impact he had in Buffalo? What's your takeaway?
I mean, he'll definitely start on the second, because Babcock, there's no way he's going to start him on the first. He's going to make him work for it. And I think by the end of the year, he'll be on the first. I don't think the scrutiny bothers him. He's been under scrutiny his whole career. He is just a deadpan kind of guy who could really block it out. And I think it's great for him playing in Toronto for that reason. I do feel like the World Cup gave people a greater appreciation for him, because I don't think they still saw enough of him. And then all of a sudden they were like, whoa, wait a minute. Whoa, we didn't know he could do this. Whoa, you know, because, you know, nobody was ever using the phrase generational talent with him, but I do think he is that. And I think now people will start to see it. I think he'll have like a 50-point season. I think that's possibility. Anything over that I think is unbelievable. I mean, it's hard enough to get 70 points in this league now. So if he gets anywhere near 50, it'd be a great year. I think he'll do a little better than Eichel, because ultimately I think he's going to have a little better talent to play with than Eichel. That was a problem for Jack Eichel last year. It wasn't his fault. A lot of dished pucks that he made never got in the net and never came back to him.
Russ Cohen with us, Hockey Prospect Radio. You're in the Philadelphia zone. We'll be previewing this team coming up in a couple of days, and we've chatted about them a little bit. I can't imagine there's anyone that will have the impact of a Shane Gostisbehere on the horizon immediately. However, we do have a defenseman, Ivan Provorov, who they've been talking about in Philadelphia a lot, waiting for him to show up. Mm-hmm. Is he ready to go, the 19-year-old? And speaking of 19-year-olds, unless they've had a birthday in the last couple weeks, Travis Konecny up front, is there any chance he makes a large impression, or is he going to have to wait another year?
Well, all right, we'll start with Provorov. Hey, Provorov has looked great. I mean, he skated well. He's had maybe one bad moment in preseason. That's it, you know. But any defenseman could have a bad moment in any game. But he's played top minutes. He's played a lot of minutes. There's been games he's played well over 20, like 25 minutes.
Wow.
He's getting pucks to the net, as we like to say. So it doesn't really matter how hard you shoot it, how fast you shoot it. If they get through, that's what's important. He's doing that. He's getting power play time. He looks really good. Travis Sanheim and Philippe Myers, who also look great. I mean, Sanheim had 3 points this preseason. They got sent back, Myers to ruin Noranda and Sanheim to Lehigh. So now that sort of opens it up for Provorov to stay the rest of the preseason and possibly the 9 games. Then we'll see, because the Flyers do have a crowded blue line. I don't know what they'll do. Somebody will have to either get traded, get sent down. Maybe even two players will have to get sent down. Maybe Andrew McDonald has to get sent back down, but I'm not sure because he's actually playing well again. So there's a lot of decisions to make. Mark Streit, I haven't even seen him yet in the preseason. I'm expecting to see him tonight. And we'll see where sort of everybody's at. You know, it's very interesting. I think he could have a great impact. It won't be Gostisbehere-like because of the offense won't be as much, but the defense certainly would be there. Now, Konecny has looked great. He's been getting, like, second-line minutes ever since, you know, Claude Giroux sort of not been playing, even when he's gotten back. That has really opened things for him to be on the top power play. He's looked good. He's moved the puck around. He's really got great vision. Like, he's been making some great passes. His strength is a lot better than it was last year. When I was at the NHLPA Rookie Showcase there in Toronto, he was goofing around in the corners with Matt Barzal, who's a bigger guy. He's like, you know, 6 foot, 6 foot one, 190, maybe even a little more than that now. It was funny. Barzal could not get connecting off the puck. And then even though I'm supposed to be watching the other things, interviewing players, I was noticing that. And I said, well, to myself, he has gotten a lot stronger. And in games, he looks good. He's getting to the net like he did in juniors. He's getting through the neutral zone, even, you know, as not the biggest guy in the world. So he's got a great chance. Again, he will have to take somebody's spot. And so I expect him to go straight through preseason, and then they'll have to make a decision or give him the 9 games as well.
You know, just a 13-year-old son, his buddy's having a hockey pool for the upcoming season yesterday. And wondering if Pierre-Luc Dubois, do you see him, is he ticketed to play with Columbus or like, say, the third pick Dylan Strom did last year with Arizona, went back to the junior? What are you thinking?
I think he's going to play. I think he's stronger than Strom, and that's a big reason. I watched him in the one or two of the games at Traverse, and I really liked what I saw. I spoke to other people who were at the Traverse who covered it the whole time, and they really liked what they saw. He looks like a man. He skates like a freight train. He's got a great shot. I really think Columbus does have a spot for him. So I think if you're, you know, your son took him in the pool, he's smart. He's on my team too.
Hey, one last thought on the Konecny thing. The Flyers really aren't that deep up the middle. So there's two or three different guys he could displace, right? And then the question becomes, if you throw him on the fourth line, he's not getting enough playing time to make it worthwhile. But
no, you're not going to throw him on the fourth line.
He could literally be a second. Wing. He could walk in as a second line center for that team.
I don't know if he'll be a center. I think he'll be a wing. I don't think he'd be able to handle the faceoff. So I think the centers are safe. I think it's the wingers that are worried. And even though Matt Reed doesn't say he's worried, he could be the guy that gets displaced because Matt Reed's not really looked very good the last couple of seasons. I think he's more destined to be that winger.
All right.
Well, like I said, we look forward to it. It's the time of optimism and hope and much more that's going on. And we'll continue to, whether it's about Patrick for next year or just other guys in general, look forward to chatting with you down the road. Thanks as always, Russ.
Hey, thanks, Gord. Thanks, Simmer.
Thanks, Russ.